Hello and welcome to The DeMartini Show. It's an educational opportunity with the purpose of guiding you to greater life empowerment. If you would love to understand how intuition works, then in this episode, you'll have the opportunity to hear Dr. DeMartini explain how balancing your perceptions allows your intuition to guide you back to greater levels of authenticity. The show is hosted, of course, by Dr. John DeMartini, a human behavior expert, internationally published author, and a global educator with over 5 decades of research into maximizing human awareness and potential. He's on a mission to help you master your mind and live a truly fulfilled life. Each week, he shares insights into human behavior to help you have a deeper understanding of yourself and others, while also giving you practical tools that can help you to expand your power, your influence, and your inspiration. Before we start, just know that if you'd love to access the links or the show notes from the episode, that you can find them in the episode description. And if you're new here, be sure to follow The DeMartini Show. That way, you'll never miss a new release. Now, let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode, Intuition is Your Greatest Guide. Enjoy.
There are many definitions of intuition by various thought leaders, psychologists, philosophers through the ages. I'd like to address the version that I use. If you're walking down the street and you meet somebody that you're admiring, you look up to, maybe even be infatuated with, you're conscious of the upsides and less conscious of the downsides. And you have an impulse to seek them out and want to be around them. If you walk down the street and you meet somebody that you dislike and don't want to be around and despise or resent even, you're going to be conscious of the downsides and unconscious of the upsides. And you're going to have an instinct to avoid them. Anytime you have an impulse to seek, an instinct to avoid, you have kind of an imbalanced ratio of perceptions. You're seeing more positives and negatives or more negatives than positives. When you're infatuated with somebody, your intuition is trying to reveal to you and whisper to you the downsides so you don't get distracted by the impulse to seek and, in a sense, negate yourself or minimize yourself to that which you are, you know, admiring. If you've ever been infatuated with somebody, you sometimes know that in the first few weeks when you're infatuated, you minimize yourself, exaggerate them, and sacrifice what's important to you to be with them. And in the process of doing that, as you do, you're literally having your intuition whisper to you, too good to be true, be careful, don't rush things, take your time. Your intuition is always trying to reveal to you what you are unconscious of, so your conscious mind and your unconscious mind can be leveled. So you can be fully conscious of both sides of people and not fooled by the initial facade that they may display or you may imagine. And that stabilizes you, because when you are infatuated with somebody, you'll minimize yourself relative to them. Just like if you resent somebody, you're going to exaggerate yourself to them. You're too humble or too proud to admit what you see in them is inside you. In the process of that, your intuition is trying to bring you back into balance. It's trying to, like a homeostat, bring your temperature into balance. If you're hot, you end up sweating. If you're cold, you end up shivering, to try to get you back into homeostasis. Well, your intuition is a negative feedback system, a cybernetic system in the brain designed to bring you to homeostasis, to bring balance back to your physiology and psychology. In the process of doing that, it's trying to help you become fully conscious, so you're not swayed by misinterpretations of people around you and, you know, buy into the myths, the imposter syndrome that they might be displaying. Nobody's worth putting on pedestals or pits, but everybody's worth putting in your heart. So in the process of doing it, your intuition is trying to get you back into a state of authenticity. Because if you infatuate with somebody, look up to them, minimize yourself, that's inauthentic. You're too humble to be yourself. And if you look down on somebody and exaggerate yourself, you're too proud to admit what you see in them is inside you, and you're not authentic. But if you see both sides simultaneously and have a balanced orientation, you get to be yourself. And your brain is designed to be able to take you back to being yourself. And your intuition is constantly whispering to you the unconscious, so you can be fully conscious and see the conscious side and the unconscious side simultaneously. This is called simultaneous contrast by Wilhelm Wundt. And when we're able to see both sides, we're not reactive, we're proactive. We're now grateful and loving of this individual instead of enamored with infatuation or, you know, despised with resentment. or despising with resentment. So we now have a balanced view. And so our brain functions when we have a balanced view most effectively. We even have homeostatic mechanisms to try to bring down pleasure and bring up pain, desensitization to pain and hedonic adaptation for pleasure to get us back into balance so we're not swayed by those impulses and instincts of seek and avoid because of it. As a result of it, our intuition is trying to guide us back into seeing the whole, not the parts, and allow us to be authentic, not impostered. So our intuition is, in a sense, a whispering mechanism in the brain trying to reveal to us the part of our awareness that we've overlooked. If we're infatuated, we're unconscious and blind to the downside. If we're resentful, we're unconscious and blind to the upside. But our intuition is trying to make us see both sides and whispering. The quality of your life is based on the quality of the questions you ask. If you ask questions that make you consciously aware of the downsides when you're infatuated and the upsides when you're resentful, you can self-govern yourself and train and expand the power of your intuition. So it's basically trying to bring your mathematical equation of your mind back into balance so you're not swayed by infatuation resentments. Why? Because you minimize yourself, that's inauthentic, or exaggerate yourself, that's inauthentic. And you want to be loved for who you are. And you can't be loved for who you are if you're not being who you are. And you can't be who you are when you're incomplete in awareness of other people. If you're putting them on pedestals or pits and minimizing or exaggerating you in turn by the law of contrast, you're not being yourself. And everybody wants to be loved for who they are. They want to be themselves. You know, all of the personal development field is designed to go from becoming, which is the imposter, to being authentic. And so intuition is a guide to let you know and direct you back into your authentic self, into your being from your becoming, ontologically. And what's interesting is when you actually get into the center and get to a state of authentic state, authentic being, your brain lets you know it. It gives you a what they call a gamma synchronicity, an aha, eureka moment, where you now see the hidden order in the apparent chaos. Chaos or disorder is missing information, according to Claude Shannon in information theory. And the hidden order is seeing the information. So when you're infatuated, you're missing the downsides. When you're resentful, you're missing the upsides. When you see the information whole, you're not missing any side. You're seeing both sides simultaneously. You now see the hidden order in the apparent chaos. And in that moment, you have a confirmation of authenticity in the brain. And what happens is you get tears of gratitude or tears of inspiration. Most people, if I've traveled the world and I've lectured, ask, how many of you have had a moment where you've had tears of gratitude or tears of inspiration or aha moments, eureka moments that are inspiring and you just know there's something important here to pay attention to? Everybody puts their hand up. They've had these. So these states are confirmations of authenticity. They're confirmations where there's something deeply meaningful there that you pay attention to. And so we get that as a feedback when we're authentic. It's letting us know that we're seeing things as they are and we're seeing the whole, not just parts. Our intuition is trying to take us from the parts to the whole. It's trying to take us from the imposter to the authentic. It's trying to take the disorder and find the hidden order. It's allowing us to see things as they actually are, not as just what we subjectively biased our reality to perceive. So it's allowing us to get past our limits, our limited thinking, if you will, and allow us to be embraced. Now, the moment we actually balance the equation and bring those into a perfect balance, we are now inspired. And that's why I call it a tear of inspiration. A tear of inspiration is where we see it and we're having this aha and we see the hidden order in life and we're graced. And that moment, we realize that when we're infatuated, we want to change ourselves relative to others. When we're resentful, we want to change others relative to ourselves. When we're seeing the hidden order, there's nothing to change. Om Tat Sat, as the Gita used to say, where there's nothing to change. You have no desire to change you relative to others, others relative to you. You realize that as it is, the way it is, matches the perfection. And in this moment, you actually recognize the perfection of your life. You're in a state of gratitude. You're present. You're not distracted by impulses and instincts. You're just in awe about life. And I really believe that our intuition is a guiding mechanism guiding us to that realization. And it's whispering all the time, but we ignore it. In our amygdala, our subcortical amygdala, which assigns valency to and charge, emotional charge to our perceptions and events in life, we sometimes imagine something more positive than negative, and then we create an impulse to seek it. It's like prey, and we seek to prey, and we want to dramatize and exaggerate to capture the prey. Or we see the predator, we want to dramatize it to escape the predator. And we're into survival mode. When we do, we have imbalanced, skewed views, subjective biases, interpretations of our reality. We're not seeing what's actually there. We're seeing the distortions of what's out there. And this holds us back. It's there for emergencies. It's great for emergencies if a predator is about to eat you or a car is about to run over you. But in normal daily life, this can skew our views, make us have distortions, prejudice, biases, you know, and not honor the magnificence of people around us and ourselves. So our intuition is doing what it can to try to guide us back into being ourselves so we can actually appreciate our life and the people around us. If we put people on pedestals or pits, we're going to be wanting to change us or them all the time. And I don't know if you've ever tried to change somebody, but it's futile. You have non-sustainable futility when you're trying to change others into you and project your values onto them narcissistically, or you're sacrificing you and trying to live in other people's values. You're going to beat yourself up because you're not going to be able to sustain it. To be futile to try to live in other people's values. But when you realize there's nothing to change in us and them, and there's a grace, we now have utility, maximum sustainable fair exchange, maximum productivity and prioritization in our life. We're present with who we are and we're living authentically. And I think that's what our intuition is designed to do.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now let's continue with this episode.
Our intuition is a term that psychology and philosophy has given for neural feedback systems in the brain trying to bring us to homeostasis. So our autonomic nervous system is balanced, our excitation inhibition ratios in our brain are balanced, our desensitization and our adaptation mechanisms are balanced. It's trying to help us become whole. So our intuition is a useful guide to live an authentic and inspired and productive, meaningful, the mean, as Aristotle called the golden mean, is the mean between the pairs of opposites. Heraclitus called it the unity of opposites. It was called the logos by him. And the hidden order in life, the reason behind life that we extract out of our experiences. And this is the value of our intuition. Our intuition is like an internal dialectic, whispering questions to make us conscious of the other side so we can bring ourselves out of our bias and our opinions and our prejudice and get us back into our authentic self, what we love. So our intuition is basically a pathway to our authentic state of loving and gratitude.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.